We're in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We're up to Sif Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet through Vav. So far we learned about the Arba Rishuyas. There's a Rishus HaRabim, which is a big public thoroughfare, and Midoraisa. One is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos within the Rishus HaRabim. One is not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid, a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim Midoraisa. And to and from a Carmelist from a Rishus HaYochid would be Yasser Midrabanan. We had a Rishus HaYochid, which is an enclosed area, and we said that was defined as a place that is enclosed by mechitzis, which are 10 tefachim high, or it is sunk into the ground 10 tefachim. It must be 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Or a place that is just elevated 10 tefachim, and it is 4 by 4. Rishus HaYochid one can carry in, but he couldn't carry from it to a Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to it midaraisa, and to and from a Carmelis midrabanan. And then the fourth Rishus, well, then there's the Carmelis, which is it's an open place that is not the public thoroughfare over Rishus HaRabim. So that it's got to be Dalet al Dalet, otherwise it doesn't have the chshivas of a Rishus, and something that's less than Dalet al Dalet will have less than 4 by 4 tefachim will be a Malkum Ptur, where there's no issur in carrying into or from anywhere. So Sif Dalet. Chorim shebekosle Rishus HaYochid sheklape Rishus HaYochid heim Rishus HaYochid. This means that a hole that goes straight from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim is considered a Rishus HaYochid. So this is the halacha. So that, let's say you have a hole in the Rishus HaRabim and it doesn't go all the way into a Rishus HaYochid, we'll see it's halacha, that the Rama is going to speak out right away. But if you have a hole that goes all the way through into the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered part of the Rishus HaYochid. Now, one situation that the poskim talk about is that of a keyhole, where let's say someone has a key sitting in a Rishus HaRabim or even in a Carmelis. He lifts it and places it in the keyhole to open the door. Now, the keyhole, if you've got the kind of keyhole where you can put a key on either side of the keyhole, then that means you've got a hole going from the Rishus HaRabim all the way into the Rishus HaYochid, which would make the keyhole Chore Rishus HaYochid. The keyhole is therefore Rishus HaYochid. If you took that key from a Rishus HaRabim, you're Chayiv. If you took it from a Carmelis, it's Aser. There are some poskim that want to be matir in a keyhole and say that it's not your average Chore Rishus HaYochid, and we will see the sheet as Tosfos, but it's not a Dover Pashit. That means that you're better off if you're going to have a situation where you take the key from a Rishus HaRabim, then what you're better off doing is having one of those locks where on the inside you have a lever rather than a key, and this way the keyhole doesn't go all the way through. Says the Rama now. Yeah, now first we should speak out the Shita's Tosfos. Tosfos Shita is that in order for Chore Rishus HaYochid to be Rishus HaYochid, they have to be 4 by 4 tefachim. Now the Rashba, the Meiri, and Bemis Rashi seem to say that it's even less than Dalet al Dalet, and therefore the Machaber, who doesn't bring it all together, is being Machmir over here. So we would really we have to worry about this keyhole. Now there is another Chumra in Tosfos. Tosfos says that if it is lower than 10 tefachim, Chorei Rishus HaYochid are not Rishus HaYochid, because the people in the Rishus HaYochid don't find it practical for use, because they're low. The Gra brings a Rashba like that. The problem is that the Mishnah Brura points out that the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh that we have certainly says Beferish not like that, and that even if it's lower than Yud Tefachim, the halachi is if it is a hole that goes from the Rishus HaRabim all the way into the Rishus HaYochid, it is considered a Rishus HaYochid. Now, according to Tosfos, that if it's lower than 10 tefachim, we say that it's not comfortable for use by the Bnei Rishus HaYochid. The question is, what din does it get? So it's not a Rishus HaYochid, but what is it? So there, the halacha would be, according to Tosis, that if it's less than dalet al dalet, it's a makom ptur. If it's more than dalet al dalet, so the halacha would be that it would be a karmelis. Going further, haga v'imim klape chutz ve'enim omer klape pnim. What happens if you have a hole in a wall on the Rishus HaRabim side that doesn't go all the way into the Rishus HaYachid? So there, nidonim lefi gavan v'rachban k'mashizgar simin zesif yud gimel. So there, the halacha would be that it depends on its size, which means if it's 10 tfachim high, you have a hole in a wall in Rishus HaRabim. If it's 10 tfachim high and dalet al dalet, that will constitute a Rishus HaYachid. The hole itself would be considered a Rishus HaYachid. And Lamaisa, we're going to see the details of this later. Sifhei, Avi Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid Ad L'Rakia. The halach is that a Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up, the reason being that whatever mechitzis it has, whether the mechitzis are walls that go up or walls that go down, there's a rule of good asik mechitzis. It's as if the walls go all the way up. Therefore, they go all the way up to heaven, so that the entire area from the ground up to Shamayim is considered a Rishus HaYachid. So that, let's say, for example, you put a pole into the ground, a very high pole, 50 amas high. The halacha would be that if you throw something from the Rishus HaRabim and it lands on that pole, you will have thrown into a Rishus HaYachid in your Chayiv. Sivvav, afilu kli, kagon teva umigdol o kaveris, even a keli, such as, we're talking about boxes or movable, a chest of drawers, teva and migdol are square, whereas a kaveris is round. Im yesh l'rabeya bo arbo al arbo, so going back to the kaveris, if you can possibly fit a square of 4x4 tfachim in it, v'gavoa asora, and it is 10 tfachim high, heve rishus hayachid, it constitutes a rishus hayachid. So that means that the diameter of it would have to be the actual length of the of a diagonal that you draw in a square of 4x4. Now, what happens if it doesn't have that shear and it's a keli? So the halachi is that as a keli, it is bottled to whatever rishus it's in. It does not have any halachis of its own. In the case where it is dalet al dalet and 10 tefachim high, the halacha is inside of it, on top of it, and all the way ad l'shamayim. So let's say you have a barrel that's more than 4x4 tefachim, you can fit a square of 4x4 tefachim in it, and it's 10 tefachim high, above that going all the way up ad l'shamayim is considered Rishus HaYachid. Now what happens if it's less than that? So we said it's bottled to whatever Rishus it's in. Now, what happens if you have something that is mechuber to wherever it is? So, if it's dalet al dalet and not gavoa yud, it'll have a din of a karmelis.